Kia ora and welcome to Meet the Newbies, a podcast where we speak to New Zealand's newest MPs. Today, we are talking to Chris Pink, the new National MP for Helensville, the seat once held by former Prime Minister Sir John Key. Let's learn about him.
How are you doing today, Chris? Kia ora and good afternoon. Very well indeed, thank you. How would you describe yourself in a sentence?
I'd like to think my sentence would include the words hardworking and determined. I also think that I like to have some fun in what I do, so take the job seriously, but not myself too seriously.
What's your background?
My background, in a nutshell, is that I studied law at university, along with a Bachelor of Arts in English. That's up in Auckland. I then joined the Navy, so firstly the New Zealand Navy, so spent some time at warships and also some time at Government House as an aide to the Governor General. Then I joined the Australian Navy and drove submarines there for a while before coming back to New Zealand, finishing my law degree, and I've been practising law since that time before obviously entering into Parliament now.
Who's your greatest hero? Who's been your inspiration?
Well, probably family members, actually. My parents and my grandparents on both sides have been very inspirational. Obviously, I know them well in a way that one doesn't know public figures or political figures, I suppose, if you were to go to that realm. So it would just be the daily inspiration from people who make so many sacrifices to make life good for others.
When did you realise you wanted to get into politics? I mean, you said it was after you came back from the Navy.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the point at which I joined the National Party, but I'd been interested in it before then, and specifically when I was away in Australia in the Defence Force, I had been interested in joining the National Party and becoming an MP, but I wasn't able to act on that really because I was overseas at the time. Going back a bit further to that, it was my last year of high school, which was called seventh form back in the day. I know I'm showing my age yet, but I was interested to watch political debates of the time, which was 1996, and sort of take an interest in the things that they were saying and how they were saying them as well.
You mentioned your time in the Defence Force quite a lot. Do you think you'd end up being Minister of Defence?
At this stage, I'm not really looking to be Minister for anything because at the moment it's important to me that my focus is on what's in front of me. I've got just one job at the moment, which is to be the MP for Helensville. So representing that group of people in the northwest of Auckland is my first and only job right now. Having said that, of course, it will be interesting to maybe think about other wider responsibilities in the future, and obviously defence is part of my background, so it might be a natural fit, maybe in due course.
What's your dream for New Zealand? What's your ideal world scenario?
My dream for New Zealand is actually that it remains the wonderful country that it is. I think inevitably that means that our population continues to grow. To me, that's a good thing for a couple of reasons. Number one, because with more people here, we have more opportunities to build and grow. Secondly, because I think that the immigration that we've had from other parts of the world is a really positive thing for us because it enhances our diversity. That's the way we look. It's also the way we think. It's the way we act. And we get the best of all worlds, really, by doing that. So that's my vision, that we continue along that path that we've been set on so well the last few years.
You're the new MP for Helensville, which of course was held by Sir John Key. Do you think there's more pressure on you? Do you think you have bigger boots to fill?
I don't think so. I wouldn't put it in those terms. I would actually turn it around somewhat and say that I've got an opportunity to work hard at the local level and build my own reputation. Obviously, Sir John, as we now call him, is a very well-known and respected figure. But of course, he had the responsibilities at that prime ministerial level, which I don't have. So to me, that's actually an opportunity to get quite focused on that very specific set of benefits that I can bring to the electorate.
Conscience issues, abortion. Do you support decriminalisation or the more legalisation?
No, I don't. And there's various reasons for that, which are based very much in a scientific basis, which to me is that if we can't separate where a human life becomes meaningful in legal terms, which at the moment is the minute it's born and not a minute before, then we should proceed very carefully about reducing such rights further. So for me, as a person and for other adult humans to have the protection of life and limb under the Crimes Act, and for more vulnerable New Zealanders not to have that, that would seem to be wrong.
Cannabis legalisation?
Medicinal, yes. Other, no.
Do you support the foreign deployment of New Zealand troops overseas?
Well, where appropriate, yes. But obviously where it's not appropriate, and there wouldn't be a rational basis and a very particular purpose, then clearly not. But that would be a decision for the Cabinet, more specifically the Prime Minister in conjunction with the Minister of Defence and so forth, So I can't comment on any individual specific instance.
New Zealand becoming a republic, is that something you would support?
It's not something that anyone of my constituents has ever raised to me, so short answer, no.
But you, yourself, rather than your constituents, would you support?
The short answer is no, because I can't see good enough reasons to do so that would outweigh the stability and certainty of the system that we have, which currently works very well.
So we've kind of got 120 MPs in the House.
Yep.
What would you do with that number? Would you raise it, Laura, or do you think it's solid how it is?
It seems to me pretty solid how it is. A broader constitutional review, I think, would need to take place before altering any specific aspect of our democratic arrangements. So in that case, it's probably not something I should comment on in isolation.
Thank you, Chris. It's been great speaking to you.
Good one. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed the opportunity. Many thanks.
It's been Chris Pink, MP for Hollandsville.